Welcome back. Today we're going to do one of the fastest, most satisfying upgrades you can make to a drum and bass bassline, adding punch with soft clipping. And when I say punch, I don't mean turn it up until it distorts and pray. I mean that classic DNB thing, where the bass feels denser, more forward, and more solid against heavy drums, even on smaller speakers while still keeping your low end clean and your master not exploding. We're going to build this in a beginner-friendly way in Ableton Live using mostly stock devices. The big idea is simple. Keep the sub clean and mono, and do most of the clipping on the mid layer. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the home base for a lot of modern drum and bass. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one MID Bass. If you want, you can also create an audio track called Drum Bus, but that's optional. For drums, use any basic DNB loop you like or program something simple. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Even though we're at 174, that snare pattern gives you that halftime anchor. One quick habit that'll save you headaches. Keep your drum peaks around -6 dB on the drum bus while you're learning. Headroom is your friend, especially when you're playing with clipping. Now let's build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the level at 0 dB. Now program a simple rolling pattern. Choose a key that's common in DNB, like F or G. Use eighth notes, but don't just machine gun them. Add little gaps, a bit of syncopation. Rolling bass is all about the rhythm breathing. For processing on the sub, keep it minimal. Add EQ 8. We're not going to high pass the sub. Leave the low cut off. Instead, enable a low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Gentle slope is fine. This is just to keep the sub doing sub things, not mid things. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, or set width to 0%. The point is, your sub is the foundation and foundations go in the center. Then set the utility gain, or your track level, so that your sub peaks around -12 to -8 dB. You want it solid, not clipping. Here's the philosophy. In DNB, the punch usually comes from the mids, not from smashing the sub. If you clip your sub hard, it often turns into flabby low end that doesn't translate well, and it can start fighting the kick. Cool. Now we build the mid-bass layer. This is where soft clipping shines. On the MID bass track, load Waveedable. If you don't have Waveedable, operator can work too, but Waveedable makes it easy to get character quickly. Pick basic shapes and start with a saw wave or something close to a saw that isn't too harsh. Then add a filter. Use the LP24 filter type. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range depending on how bright you want it. Add a little envelope amount so the sound has bite at the start of each note. And yes, I want you to copy the same MIDI rhythm from the sub onto the mid layer for now. Same rhythm, two layers. We'll separate them by frequency and processing. Now the core chain for punch. First device, EQ 8, before we clip anything. This matters a lot. Set a high pass around 90 to 130 Hz. If the mid layer still feels like it's stepping on the sub, use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. What we're doing is removing low stuff from the mid layer, so the clipper doesn't grab the sub frequencies and turn them into mud. Second device, saturator. This is your stock soft clipper. Set the saturator mode to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Start with drive around +4 dB, then try +6, +8. As you raise drive, pull down the output so the overall loudness stays about the same. That step is not optional. If you don't level match, your brain will pick louder every time and you'll think you improve the tone when you just made it louder. What you're listening for is not fizzy chaos. You're listening for the mid-bass to get denser and more forward. The note starts should feel like they have a little knock. That sounds weird if you've never thought of bass as punchy, but in DNB, that note onset is everything. It's part of how the bass locks to the drum groove. Third device, glue compressor. To tighten, set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio to 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then use makeup gain only if you need it to match level. We're not trying to flatten it, we're just controlling it. Then add utility at the end for final control. For beginners, keep width at 100%. Don't widen bass just because you can. If you want width later, do it carefully and keep anything below around 120 Hz effectively mono. Now there's an extra trick that often makes clipping feel even punchier. What I call the clipper sandwich. Try swapping the order so it goes EQ8, then glue compressor, then saturator with soft clip on. Here's why this can work. The compressor evens out the body of the notes so the clipper reacts more consistently. Consistency is a huge part of perceived loudness and punch. A bass that's a little more even can sit closer to the drums without random peaks jumping out. For a quick starting point, set glue attack somewhere between 3 and 10 milliseconds, release auto, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then set saturator drive around plus 5 dB, soft clip on, and output around minus 5 dB as a rough bounce. Adjust by ear. Now let's make it actually work in a DNB mix. Sidechain. On both the SUB and MID bass tracks, at Ableton's regular compressor, turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input, or choose your drum bus if that's what you're using. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until the bass ducks about 2 to 5 dB when the kick hits. Teacher note here, sidechain timing matters more than the amount. If the bass feels late or sluggish, shorten the release. If it's pumping too hard and stealing energy, lengthen it a bit or reduce the threshold. A small duck with perfect timing usually sounds better than a huge duck with bad timing. If you also want space for the snare, you have options. You can add a second compressor sidechain to snare, or use a ghost trigger track. That's a clean workflow, but for now, kick sidechain alone is enough to hear the concept. Now, gain staging. This is where beginners either get it right instantly or get totally confused. Soft clipping is level dependent. If you feed it a tiny signal, nothing happens. If you slam it, everything smears. So here's the workflow. Turn down the MID track fader so you're not crushing the channel. Use the saturator drive to push into clipping intentionally. Then use the saturator output to level match. Do a quick A/B. Toggle saturator on and off. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you're not done yet. You want it to sound more present at the same loudness. Now, a super practical listening trick. Solo your drums and your mid bass together. Slowly raise the saturator drive. Stop when the attack of the bass locks in with the groove. If you keep going and the rhythm starts to blur, back off. Clipping is a shape tool, not a make loud button. Also, after clipping, watch the low mids, around 150 to 350 Hz. That area can inflate fast and make your bass feel boxy, like it's stuck inside the speaker. If that happens, add an EQ8 after the saturator and do a gentle wide dip, maybe 1 to 3 dB in that range. Small move, big clarity. And do a mono check early, not at the end. Put a utility on your master temporarily. Set width to 0% to mono check. If your bass punch disappears in mono, that means the punch was mostly stereo harmonics, and that's not reliable weight. Fix it at the source. Keep the sub mono. Keep the important mid punch centered, and only add width if it survives the mono check. Now let's make this feel like a track, not an endless loop. Build a simple 16-bar idea. Bars 1 through 8. Intro groove. Drums and hats. Sub playing the pattern. Mid bass more filtered down, maybe less drive. Keep it controlled. Bars 9 through 16. This is your drop energy. Open the mid filter. Automate the saturator drive slightly, like plus 5 dB up to plus 7 dB over the phrase. Tiny moves. In DNB, 1 or 2 dB of drive automation can feel like a huge energy lift if the drums are hitting. For variation, try call and response without changing the MIDI. Make one 2-bar section cleaner, less drive, more filter. Then the next 2 bars more clipped. Slightly more mids. Same rhythm, different attitude. That's a very produced way to create movement. If you want a slick little fill, add a very short ghost note, like a 16th note just before a snare or at the end of a 4-bar phrase. Then automate a quick little drive bump just on that note. It sounds like you designed the moment, not like you randomly added notes. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. First, clipping the sub. If your low end gets floppy or inconsistent, back off and keep the sub clean. Second, forgetting the high pass before clipping on the mid. If it blooms and gets muddy, you're probably clipping low frequencies you didn't mean to. Third, overdriving and forgetting to pull down output. Level match so you're judging tone, not volume. Fourth, too much compression after clipping. If your bass starts fighting the drums, reduce gain reduction. Let the drums lead. Fifth, stereo bass down low. If you widen the bass, do it carefully and keep the bottom stable in mono. Before we wrap, here's a quick mini exercise that trains your ears fast. Make a 2-bar rolling bass pattern, where sub and mid play the same rhythm. On the MID, use a EQ8 into saturator, analog clip, soft clip on. Now test 3 drive settings, plus 4 dB, plus 8 dB, plus 12 dB. Every time, compensate with output so the loudness is similar. Then resample or bounce about 10 seconds of each version and label them clearly. Listen back at low volume. The best setting is usually the one that stays audible and punchy, without turning into fizzy noise. That low volume check is huge. If it feels punchy when it's quiet, it'll usually feel massive when it's loud. Recap. Soft clipping is one of the most ENB-friendly ways to make bass feel louder and punchier without just turning it up. Keep the sub clean and mono. Do your clipping on the mid layer. High pass before clipping to avoid low-end mud. Use saturator in analog clip mode with soft clip on. Sidechain to the kick so the drums own the transient. And level match so you're making real decisions. If you tell me your target key, like F or G, and whether you're aiming for roller, jump up, jungle, or neuro, I can suggest a specific beginner-safe MIDI rhythm and a good drive range to start from for that exact vibe.